The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 8th of July, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And good morning, beginning of the week. You know, our weather device we have here, this display that has the time and the date, humidity, it's got these things, right? But it, under forecast, it always has rain clouds. It's been like this for months, but we're not sure how to fix that. We can fix the time, the date, and other things, but nobody can fix the forecast that says it's going to be raining today, which I don't believe. But good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be back at work.
How are the dreadlocks going?
It's easy. It's saving me 20 minutes of my sleep.
Okay. Oh, it does?
Yes, this
maybe
is the reason why I did it.
Maybe I'll put mine in those. Yeah. Oh, no. I have to have hair for that, right?
I think mine was the same light day, less yours is.
Oh, okay. What national day we got today?
So today is National Raspberry Day and National Dark Chocolate Day. So today we have a
dark chocolate and raspberry
food pairing day.
Yeah. Okay. Weather. Oh man. You know, really, I'm happy to say it's only going to be 112 today. Really happy, because when it's been 119. 112 sounds so much better, low around 77 tonight. Tuesday, 108, Wednesday, 110, Thursday, 111. But then the weather starts getting much, much, much better. So after 111 on Thursday, it drops down to 109 on Friday, 106 on Saturday. And the low this week on Sunday, 100 degrees. Wow. In other words, 19 degrees less than it was yesterday. Or Saturday. Wow. Okay. We're going to talk about heat and things like that here in a couple minutes. But the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, a Kenny family. They've been in the business over 25 years. They have been providing outstanding support to their customers. They do treat their customers as friends, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They've won awards for hiring veterans. That's right. The Kenny family at Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. They always fly the flag outside the Shasta Gas Propane. Just good people. Now, how do I say this? 119 degrees set the new record. Can you believe that? You can believe that. Okay, question.
I have a really important question.
Okay.
How to survive with this heat? This is my first summer in California. Me and Paul, we are...
What?
Dying.
Dying? Do you have air conditioning?
It's broke on Saturday.
Oh.
With the heat.
Well.
My car also broke from the heat.
Your car broke from the heat?
Yeah, it just stopped on the way.
You just stopped on the way where? Here?
No, not here. It was on Thursday on the 4th of July. We were driving on the highway, and it just stopped because the fuel pump got overheated, and I was not able to just start the car again.
Whoa.
So we was having to buy some ice. So my question is there any life hacks, tips? How to survive in the heat?
How to survive in the heat. Yeah, okay. Now, I'll just tell you a story that is true. In 2007, I got back from Iraq, and I'd been used to temperatures in the 120s, okay? 120-plus degrees, wearing a flak jacket, helmet, carrying a rifle, ammunition, your water on you that was just hot. The water was hot, plus other things you carry. And you had to wear gloves because you couldn't touch anything metal without burning yourself. Seriously. And so I came back, so I moved to Reading, and it was like 115, 112 to 140, something. It was that year. And somebody asked me the same question. How do you just live in this? Well, I was thinking that where I was and what I'd been doing, and now here I was in Reading wearing a Hawaiian shirt, shorts, and flip-flops, but sitting in an air-conditioned house or an air-conditioned car or an air-conditioned store, that life was a lot better. So, see, it's relative. But going back to your question, things you can do, some life hacks. Always put a towel over your steering wheel if you don't have one of those windshield covers. Otherwise, your hands will melt to the wheel, all right? The other thing is, when it's 119 degrees, don't go out. Don't go out. I didn't walk the dog until like 10:30 on Saturday. And last night it was, I don't know, 9:30, quarter to 10, walked him. And only because I was still sweating when I went out. Other things. And so your air conditioning is broke. Now, you're renting that place, right?
Yes, we already got the maintenance, but only Monday is today.
Yeah, so they're coming by today. Okay. Well, at least they're going to come by.
I hope so. Pray
that it's not a compressor. Just hope it fuses.
I'm still learning how to use the AC because we don't really get this heat in Ukraine, so we don't even have AC in the houses sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, set it at 78. That way it's not too cold, you know. And I tell you what, ours is set at 78, and it was still running all day long and all night because of the heat here. Other things, loose clothing, light clothing, stay out of the sun, drink water. As much as you can possibly hold. Drink pee. I mean, really, that's one way to do it. The other thing, I'm moving bales of hay yesterday. Yesterday, Sunday? Yeah. I was moving bales of hay yesterday. And I thank goodness it was the where I could move them back into was in the shade. Because it was hot yesterday. And that was at about 10 o'clock in the morning. It was hot. The horse, when I went over to her, was sweating already, just sitting in her, standing in her covered corral, and we have a fan on her that she goes over and stands in front of, but she was sweating. So it kind of gives you an idea. And we put about, 10 gallons at least of water in a tub for her, plus she has a regular self-filling drinking apparatus there. She drinks all the water out of the tub. Yeah, 10 gallons of water in a day. So drink lots of water. Try to stay out of the sun. I don't know what to tell you about your car being broken. Is it back working again?
No, it just stops all the time in the heat. But it's okay.
All the time in the heat.
I'm having all the time ice with me, so then I'm back to work.
There's these things you can buy to put around your neck that if you wet them down, mm-hmm. you can just wear them around your neck, and it acts like a cooler. It's like a neckerchief.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll look into
it. Or, you know, put them in the refrigerator and then put it around your neck. That helps keep you cool.
So, yeah.
Main thing is just try not to be in the sun.
But it's the first time. I think we'll get used to it. We are humans.
We set a record here on Saturday with 119 degrees on July 6th. 119, it was a new record. Airport, 119 degrees just before 5 p.m. and stayed at the 119 till right before 6 p.m. There you go. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back. Anne Marie has got a chock full list of community calendar events that are going to happen. So we'll be right back.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Play to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash
for a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's a garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. The 8th of July, 7:20 in the morning. And this segment is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. Yeah, on Mistletoe Drive, your insurance company. And it's Anne Marie in our community calendar. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good morning, Carl. Happy Monday.
As much as a Monday can be happy, and it's 100 and... Well, no, it's not too bad. It's only going to be 112 today. Yep.
So I'll only slightly melt. That's what you're telling me.
Well, you know, we're just talking about how to stay cooler, and there's really... The only way you're going to stay cooler is stay in the shade and pant. You know? So.
Well, since we are on this very subject, I wanted to let our listeners know about some local air-conditioned spaces open to the public and cooling centers as a resource. Now, this list is subject to change, but here is what we have so far. Local area cooling centers include St. James Lutheran Church on Shasta View Drive in Reading, the Reading Recreation Teen Center on Quartz Hill Road, Shasta Lake Visitors Center Meeting Room on Median Avenue, the Cottonwood Community Center Middle Hall on Gas Point Road. And for air-conditioned spaces open to the public, these are open during normal business hours. Local libraries, Anderson, Burney, Cottonwood, Reading, and the City of Shasta Lake. Frontier Senior Center for our seniors in Anderson, and the Good News Rescue Mission in Reading. For more information, you can visit ShastaHeatSafety.org or call 530-229-8882. The IGO Ono Volunteer Fire Department is looking for volunteers. To join, you need to live in the IGO Ono area. If you are interested or for more information, you can message the department through their Facebook page, IGO Ono Volunteers, or call 530-396-2400. The Anderson Police Department is doing a canine unit fundraiser in the form of a raffle where 100% of the proceeds will go to the Anderson Police Department canine unit. You can pick up a raffle ticket for a $20 donation in the lobby of the police department. More details can be found on the Anderson Police Department Facebook page, and the actual drawing will be later this month. Did you know that the Reading Area Bus Authority is offering free rides all summer long? For more information, check out the Reading Area Bus Authority on Facebook or call 530-241-2877, and this will go through September 30th. Battle of the Badges Blood Drive will take place tomorrow, July 9th, 8:15 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. at the Reading City Hall, 777 Cypress Avenue. To join the effort or for more information, visit vitalent.org. Wednesday night, July 10th, check out the Kings of Queen. As part of the Mosquito Serenade Concert Series located at Anderson River Park, 2800 Rupert Road, this event is free to attend and will start at 6 p.m. with the opening act and headliner at 7 p.m. Food will be available for purchase at the event. Those attending are asked to please keep your pets at home. Chairs and blankets are encouraged to sit on, and this Wednesday night summer concert series will continue until August 14th. For more information, visit Mosquito Serenade on Facebook. Do you enjoy musicals? Check out the classic musical Hairspray this coming Thursday through Saturday at the Axiom Repertory Theater, located at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. Tickets and showtimes can be found at axreptheater.com or call 530-605-0500. Friday night, July 12th, check out the Shelley Rusk Band as part of the Friday Night in the Park concert series taking place at Claire Ingle Park in the city of Shasta Lake. The event kicks off at 6 p.m. and is free to attend. Look for vendors and food trucks to also be part of this event. Again, lawn chairs and blankets are encouraged. The Friday Night in the Park concert series will run through August 30th. For more information, visit Shasta Lake Chamber on Facebook. On Saturday morning, July 13th, you can join members of the Anderson VFW Post 9650 for their monthly breakfast from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Breakfast is by donation only. Suggested amount is $10. The menu includes biscuits with sausage gravy, eggs, fried potatoes, fruit cup, coffee, and juice. This breakfast is open to the public. On Sunday, July 14th, Northern Firearms Instruction will host a fundraising trap shoot for Casey Moore starting at 9 a.m. at 21777 Seven Lakes Lane in Reading.
Reading Gun Club.
Packs are $50, $10 per game, and lunch is $15. All proceeds from this event will go for medical expenses for Casey Moore, a breast cancer warrior. For more information, visit Northern Firearms Instruction on Facebook. Also this weekend, just a heads up, that there will be a postage increase starting July 14th through the United States Postal Service. First class stamps will go from 68 cents to 73 cents each. Domestic postcards will go from 53 cents to 56 cents. Again, this postage increase will take effect July 14th. And that is just a sample of events happening this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Stay safe, everyone.
Anne Marie.
Yes, sir.
Pretty soon, I would say what? Within 10 years, we're going to be paying a dollar a stamp.
Oh, yeah. That's already predicted.
And,
yeah.
And with that, they still lose billions of dollars a year. This is strange.
But I got to keep getting them so I can mail my Christmas cards.
Yeah, I think it's time to, what I would probably do is buy those, you know, you buy them and they're good for any time stamps.
Forever stamps.
Forever stamps. This might be a good time to buy yourself and save yourself some money.
Before July 14th, everyone.
And the fundraiser for the young lady will be out at the Reading Gun Club, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Out at Seven Lakes Boulevard. See what else. A lot of stuff going on still.
Lots of stuff. And that's just a sample. I can't get everything in, but that's just a sample.
Yeah, there's always, and yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for your effervescent delivery of what's happening here in our community.
Have a great week.
Thank you. Hey, the community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services. Home, auto, commercial, liability, and surety bonding there at Siskiyou Insurance, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, Reading, California. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climb high into the night to light the sacrificial rite.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, in our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, it's a local bank. It is a community bank. Local board of directors, four branches, one in Red Bluff on Riverside, two right here in Reading, one at 1845 California Street, and the main branch down there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell Avenue, and the newest branch out on Ventura Street in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And I'm here with Jesse Jensen.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice meeting you. We just met almost 5 minutes ago. And Jesse, you've been seeing murals around town, really nicely done murals. And it just so happens that Jesse's the one that paints them. So, good morning.
Good morning.
So how'd you get, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm born and raised in Reading, and I've always been interested in art since I was a child. And in the last 10 years or so, I've really just pushed my passion into my career, and it's slowly developed into what it is now.
Okay. So did you have any special training here in Reading? Or
not necessarily. I would say my mother has been a large source of inspiration and help for me. She's a great artist herself. So growing up, she just created a healthy environment for me to create without any expectations, which was really nice.
Okay. Now, graduate from high school here? Did you go off to college?
Yes, so I graduated in high school. And
well, sometimes if somebody's brilliant at what they do, school bores them. They go on out.
That's true. I always enjoyed school, but I did graduate from high school and college, and I did pursue a business degree for quite a while and some pre-nursing requisitions, but I ended up finding my true passion was art, so I dropped out and continued with the art path.
Okay. Now, what got you into painting murals? That's a pretty big project.
No, yeah, definitely. It's a new art form. I like to push myself in the art industry, so I've tried a lot of different mediums. I've done digital art. I've done traditional art, painting. I teach middle school art classes on Wednesdays, and murals are just like a new form for me to kind of do art on a larger scale. It's really fun, and it involves a lot of pre-planning and work, and it just pushes me. So I like to grow as a person, and I feel like it's the thing that's pushed me the hardest.
Have you ever seen the Sistine Chapel?
I have.
Do you ever wonder how laying on your back for years come up with something like that.
I can't imagine, because standing for the years I have has been enough. So
yeah, and every one of them, I guess, blocked out. So when you're painting a mural, because this is large, right? I mean, sides of buildings and rooms.
Yes.
How do you do that?
There's a few different ways to do it. You can either approach it tactically, like from bottom to top, or you can approach it from like the most difficult section down. But every mural is different. It has different needs. So sometimes it's on an elevated surface, or it needs scaffolding, things like that. So it's kind of a unique process, and it's not like a standard for each one. Everyone's kind of approached a little bit differently.
Now, do you kind of like sketch it out on the wall first, or do you just kind of like, yeah, this is what it's going to look like?
Oh, yeah. So the pre-approval process, the way I operate with my clients is I'll design it beforehand digitally for them and give them a rendition of the mocked-up space so they can kind of see the vision and make critiques or changes. And then once we are on the same page, I paint the mural. Usually I like that pre-approval process. It really helps avoid any complications that could happen later. So what they see is what they get, and it's pre-approved.
Okay. So they see it, and then you go to the wall, your blank canvas, and then, do you kind of, like, outline it up there on the wall? Or do you just kind of like, yeah, I know what this looks like, and you just attack?
I would love to say that I could just know what it looks like, but no, definitely there's a process. I have either used a projector. I've used grid map methods where you manually measure out your drawing compared to the wall. And other times you do have to freehand based on the structure of the wall. There are times there's nothing to do but just use your brain and the best eye that you can. So it takes a combo a lot of the times. No wall is the same.
No, that's interesting, because I was wondering, because I'm looking at murals, I'm looking at the sides of buildings that people do, and I'm thinking, they can't just get up on the scaffolding 50 feet in the air and just go, yeah, this is what it's going to look like, and this right here is going to be an eye, and you start with the eye, and then you work your way out. So that's kind of what I thought was happening. You could lay it out so you'd have a really good idea, and then, like you said, you can either you use grids or a projector on it.
Yes.
So people are going to ask, okay, so you've got – how many murals do you have here in Reading?
The last time I counted, I had about, 17, but I've recently done about, six or seven more. But they all haven't been in Reading, so they've kind of – some have been in other cities. I just came back from Reno. I have one coming up out of state again as well. So I would say in Reading, probably, 18 or 19.
18 or 19. Okay, so tell people where these are at.
Well, I have a terrible memory, so I can list a couple for sure.
A couple for sure, because I'm seeing them places, and they're just beautiful. So
a couple notable ones would be the ones at Dolly Event House across from Roots Juice Bar. It's the large black wall with flowers on it.
And
then there's one at Discovery Village that I'm working on right now, which has a woman with doves coming out, and it's a large blue wall next to...
with what coming out?
Doves.
Doves, okay. Mm-hmm. And what does that represent?
It's the part of their logo, so they provide resources for the homeless.
Got it.
I did a mural at Mercy Medical Center. I'm going to go up there later today for the unveiling, but that one just got finished, the ER. It's right outside, so when you pull up, that's where it's at.
Which one is that?
Mercy Medical. It is the hospital up the hill.
No. I know the hospital, but what's the mural?
The mural is a Mount Shasta, Shasta Dam, Shasta Lake, and the Thundell Bridge.
The three Shastas.
Mm-hmm, the one composite. And then the largest mural I've done is the one at Juniper Elementary School. We had to demolize a 30-year-old mural due to structural complications and create something new. And so that mural goes across the entire school.
Wow.
And so that one's pretty big if you've been there. And then the one at Stellar Charter School is also pretty large. You can see it from the highway.
Yeah.
So I did that one.
I know I've seen your work. Now I know who it is. So,
well, that's good. Hopefully that's a good thing.
Because you wonder, who's out here painting these things, you know? It's like... I don't see them while it's happening, and then all of a sudden it's there. Or maybe you just don't notice it's happening.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the times I'm painting at odd hours, so people don't necessarily catch me, but they'll see the work.
So what do you do when it's 118 degrees out? I hope you sit where it's cool.
When it's 118 degrees out, I usually rely on my friends and family to keep me company or bring water. I am still working.
Are you still working?
Yes. The only time I really don't work is if it's raining, because the paint typically doesn't survive the rain.
I can understand that part. So if it's 118, you're working.
Yes.
So you'll be working this week?
So. I'll be working today.
And where's that going to be?
I'm going to be working at Discovery Village today.
And that's outside?
Mm-hmm. So that would be difficult.
Wow. So it's because you're on a timeline to say it's – or are they saying we're going to beat you if you don't – if you're not out there painting at 100 and – what is it today? It's only 110 degrees today, 112 today. So, it's going to be like – it's balmy.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. But I know I work on a scheduled basis because I do have a lot of projects that do have timelines. And so I am booked till the end of the year, and I'll work things in. So for me
– the end of the year, huh?
Yeah, I'll schedule my time accordingly. So if I have a free moment or it is a hot day, I'll take advantage of that because I do like having time off as well. So.
You know, Jesse, this is just a pleasure talking with you. I mean, you're gifted. You come from Redding. You're painting in other states. What did you paint? What mural did you do in Reno?
Well, thank you so much. I recently did a mural for the city renovation projects they were doing. They're doing some power box murals to kind of revamp the art scene. So I was commissioned to go out there and paint a custom mural from one of their power boxes. And so we did a large eagle with the Sparks Nevada Lantern Festival theme going on. So,
yeah.
Did that.
Did you do the power boxes around here? You didn't do
–
oh, you did.
I did one.
I did one with the
– there's two cowboys, two children, and then two blue herons on the side of it over there by the parking structure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah. So
good job.
Thank you. I did that one.
So how long – you're young, obviously.
I like to think so.
Yeah. So the – this must be – you must be making a living off it. So obviously this, you found something that you're good at, and then people start finding you.
Yeah, I do a few different art forms for my living. So murals is just one part of that. I also do art teaching for middle school at I can't think of the name right now. It's on Wednesdays. And then I also co-own the Art Collective, which is a tattoo and art space with Allie Enzi. And then I work with a videographer very closely for Who's Media, and he follows me.
I don't see any tats here, buddy.
Well, I am fully clothed right now.
Oh, that's true. Thank you. Thank you for that. It's radio. Who cares? Okay. So what's your next step?
My next step is just to really refine my craft. I want to get better at what I do. I want to improve my work. I feel like I can be very self-critical. So when I look at my things, I'm always like, what can be done better? What can be done more efficiently?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I've recently partnered with some amazing people to help me in that way. Like I was saying, I just partnered with Who's Media, and he is doing my filming and videography for me now, which is awesome because that's his specialty. And then Allie helps me run the art business that we co-own together and provides more of like a unique perspective to things that I wouldn't typically see.
Okay. Jesse Jensen is with me. He's the one that's put up so many of these beautiful murals in our city. Local guy, local young man. Now he's starting to branch out to other states and all this, and he's got like three gigs going in at the same time with your painting and your teaching and your art studio and all this. If people want to take art lessons to learn how to paint, can they come to you?
Yes. Yeah,
is that the idea?
Yeah.
Basics, watercolors, or just what? What medium?
So I just remembered the school that I work for is a performing arts academy.
Yeah.
And so I do middle school art lessons on Wednesdays. And then once a quarter, we do adult art lessons that people can sign up for with me. So I just recently finished a portrait painting class and a watercolor class. And we had a really good turnout for those. So if you're interested, I do post those once a quarter. And it's open to the public to sign up for.
Well, it's a little known fact that I took an art course back in Alexandria, Virginia, when I was stationed there one time.
Okay.
And I really got into the watercolor side and actually had one entered by the teacher in a competition, which I, of course, never won because I think she was just trying to encourage me. But it's difficult. I have friends that paint, and I know a lot of it's technique. But just learning the technique is cool, too.
No, it's great. Also, that makes you feel better. I've never won an art competition either.
No, I didn't win. I was entered.
No, I said I've never won one either. Like, I've been to multiple things.
Well, you know what? Two great artists here, being taken, what do they know? I got to ask this. Remember the guy that used to have that television show with the frizzy hair?
Bob Ross.
Did you ever watch those?
I love Bob Ross. I still watch Bob Ross, even though
we were watching him the other night and just having a great time. How does he do this? It's all technique, isn't it?
It's very much just like practice makes perfect type of thing.
Yeah.
Like art is a learned form, so if you put enough practice into it, you can definitely pick it up.
These are trees. No, they're not. Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, here's some of this. Take this. It's incredible. And he made a living off it. Pretty good living, too.
No, he's so great.
Yeah. So, Jesse Jensen, how do people get a hold of you, Jesse, if they want you to do something for their areas?
So, on my social media, I have a link that provides, like, an email, a booking form, or if you meet me in person, I'm happy to give you my phone number type of thing.
Okay.
But most people reach me through social media.
What kind of social media?
I have Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter.
Is it Jesse Jensen?
Yes.
Okay. So, on Facebook?
Facebook or Instagram is the most convenient way.
Okay. I just thoroughly applaud what you're doing here. And the people around here that have the sense to say, hey, we need something different, something bright and lively and all this. So,
well, thank you.
Good job.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Jesse Jensen, an artist, does many of the murals you see around town. Got 19 of them here, and he's got others that he's doing in other states, Reno. And were you in New York to look at a job or just...
So a little bit of both, a little bit of fun, and I will be back later in the year for a job. So
you can write it off. You wrote off this trip right on your business expenses.
I actually wrote out the gas money to come here. No.
Well, you should.
I'm just kidding.
No. I write off everything. It makes it easier to have your own business that way. Okay. Jesse, thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios on Monday, July 8th, 7:50 in the morning. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Air Talk Radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, been doing this for a couple of decades. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He practices the art of the old school professionalism, and he can fix a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Yeah, and you can't see it afterwards. Guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Brings it in out of the sun. Brings it into a kind of to a temperature-controlled area, so then he works his magic. Don't put off getting this thing fixed. You know, sometimes a small chip will grow when the air conditioning is on one side and the heat's on the other. So, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's locally owned, locally run, and a veteran-known business. Can't say enough about Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, the Russians attacked several cities in the Ukraine, including hitting a children's hospital, where at least 20 people were killed during a large missile attack on the Ukrainian capital. The reason I bring this up is that war is still going on. And how much longer will it go on? It has changed. It has really changed Europe in the sense of you have, well, plus, you know, number of refugees is one thing. But if you look at what people with Putin and Russia has done is put Sweden and Finland into NATO because they are concerned that Putin will come after them too when you think about this. So that's changed. It's changed how people interact among NATO and how they're supporting the Ukraine. As you know, we've put in billions of dollars into the Ukraine, weapon systems, and including offensive, you might say offensive weapon systems. Yeah, best defense is a good offense. So, but that's still going on. I the news on President Biden, just, you know, his people must be going through a spin city, trying to keep him in there when more and more people are calling for him to step aside. The latest one is that the president had an interview with this radio station. They sent her 8 questions. She picked 4 that she wanted to ask of these 8 questions and then asked the president, which, of course, the president knew what the questions were going to be. And this just enraged people. But I can understand that. I mean, after the disastrous debate, you would think you might have some more questions to ask, but they asked off the approved list from the White House press corps or press office. When we interview authors and other people from national level ones, they send us questions. And just even here, when Shasta College comes on, they give us a list of things, you know, that we can talk about. And it doesn't mean we have to follow them, but, it, you know, it kind of gives you a starting spot. But we get those questions, you know, to ask, you know, about, you know, say it's, you know, Laura Ingraham or Ann Coulter or, oh gosh, Karl Rove was on. You know, we've had these on, and then there's a list of questions that comes along with it. We don't have to use them at all, but it does give you the background, some background so you can deviate from those questions or whatever. So this happening is not something that is unusual. What's unusual is that the woman, the interviewer for the radio station, took the questions and did not go to other places like, what the hell happened last night type of thing. And then she told people about it, and she made these announcements. Well, this is what their press room did. And so for that, she got fired. Just using those questions provided by the president's people, which they do in every interview that they send out. I guess because after everything that's happened with Biden lately, that she went down the party line there. Now, Biden's fighting against withdrawal, says he doesn't need a cognitive test, that being president is a cognitive test he takes every day. Well, how you doing so far, Joe? Okay, of all the crazy Hollywood celebrities that I don't listen to, and there's lots of them, I think Minnie Driver, you know, you can't help but see little headlines, vows not to live in any Republican-held state or nation. Okay, Minnie, I'm not sure who Minnie Driver is, but see ya. But now Rob Reiner. And you talk about a guy that just thoroughly vomits his thoughts to everybody. And the press, he must have a good press agent, because, I mean, they go out everywhere. He's calling for Biden to step aside. He says, if Biden doesn't step aside, we'll have convicted felon Trump as president. So, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think Biden's going to step aside? I got a couple minutes left. Linda and I watched the Papini story or documentary on, what was it, Hulu or something like that. I put it off watching it because I didn't think, well, how interesting can that be? And then I watched it. It's really interesting. He goes in, it talks to Keith, her husband, a lot, and it tells what happened and how, you know, what the FBI found and all this. And when you start looking at it, you realize there's something wrong with this woman. And I don't mean that, she was known as a manipulator and a liar, but still a very sweet person. And then when she figured this out with an old boyfriend, and then when they went down to him, he came across as being pretty simple. And when the FBI came in to talk to him, yeah, I'll talk to you. And a bird got loose out of his house. So the FBI agents are going in there, helping him catch the bird outside. One of them stayed in the house, just kind of looked around and made some very interesting discoveries about how the house was laid out and everything. Then he told him how Papini had hurt herself. And they had the video of them confronting her, saying this is happening, and she is still denying it. If you haven't seen it, it's on Hulu. It kind of, you know, it does the aftermath with Keith Papini, I think that's his name, Keith, and how he felt through this whole thing. And then at the end, how could she do that? How would she do that? And then the guy that she hid out with, He was never charged. And I'm sure that's because, well, yeah, I'll cooperate, but I don't want to be charged for anything. I mean, what did I do wrong? Right? And when you get down to it, what did he do wrong except let her stay at his house and run her face into his hockey stick a couple of times and break her nose? Interesting documentary. I didn't think I'd like it, but it was. It's three parts. It's 3 hours, you know, 1 hour each part. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then Shasta College will join us right after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. And now there are five. The number of House Democrats so far urging President Biden to drop his reelection bid. But in a two-page letter to lawmakers, the president reiterates he's not going anywhere. He says job one for the party should be the defeat of Donald Trump in November.
President Biden campaigned in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, trying to persuade voters and donors he can go another 4 years.
I'm glad to see you here today.
At a predominantly black church in Philadelphia, President Biden says he'll fight for every American.
There's more to do to deliver jobs and justice.
Later, meeting with union officials in Harrisburg.
Most pro-union president in American history.
But at least five Democratic lawmakers publicly called on him to abandon his reelection bid. And even more Democratic committee leaders privately urged he step aside. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hurricane Beryl slammed into the central Texas Gulf Coast this morning. Cat 1 storm making landfall near Matagorda, about 80 miles southwest of Houston. Ahead of the storm's landing, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo warned of widespread disruption.
A hurricane is coming our way. And with that come major threats and uncertainties, not just for Harris County, but for the entire region. We're talking about a hurricane over 200 miles across. The next 24 hours are going to be rough for Harris County.
She spoke on KTRK-TV. TSA agents screened 3 million airline passengers in a single day for the first time ever. Yesterday's record topping the June 23rd mark of more than 2.99 million passengers screened in a single day. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 168 points, NASDAQ ahead 9. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
China's leader trying to play the role of peacemaker in the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has called on world powers to help Russia and Ukraine resume dialogue and negotiations during a meeting with Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, according to China state broadcaster CCTV. Orbán made a surprise visit to China after similar trips last week to Russia and Ukraine to discuss prospects for a peaceful settlement in Ukraine. Orbán wrote in a Facebook post showing him shaking hands with Xi, "Besides Russia and Ukraine, the end of the war depends on the decision of three world powers, the US, the EU, and China." I'm Charles de Levesma.
Ukrainian officials say a large-scale Russian missile attack has killed at least 31 people, injured 154 across the country. One missile struck a major children's hospital in the Ukrainian capital. News and analysis, townhall.com. Vice President Harris's husband has COVID.
Doug Emhoff has tested positive for the coronavirus. The office of Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff says he was experiencing mild symptoms and tested positive for COVID-19. That, as his wife, Vice President Kamala Harris, was addressing voters at the Essence Festival in New Orleans Saturday.
This is probably the most significant election of our lifetime.
Emhoff's office says he's staying away from others at home and working remotely. The vice president was tested this weekend as a precaution and was negative. She's expected to campaign Tuesday in Las Vegas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Boeing will pay another $243 million in fines if a judge approves a deal under which Boeing pleads guilty to a charge of criminal fraud stems from two deadly MAX jetliner crashes. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. Good morning. Today, the 8th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina.
Very good morning.
Do we
Happy
have more
Monday.
Days than Raspberry Day and dark chocolate?
Yes, also about food, but it's super American. National Freezer Pop Day, if I'm spelling it right.
Freezer Pop.
Freezer Pop.
Like ice cream?
Yeah,
like popsicles.
Yeah, like big ice. Like a juice ice.
Okay.
I guess
got
so.
It.
I never saw it over the world. It's only in America, and I feel like it's really deserve a national day.
Yeah. Everything's a national day here. It's, National Dreadlocks Day.
Every day when I'm here.
Well, every day that you're here. Okay. Hey, weather. I hesitate, but it's a lot better than it was this weekend. We have just gone down a total of 6 degrees. So today it's only going to be 112 with a low tonight around 77. Even though it's so much cooler, it is, you know what, after all day of 112 or 118, your house is kind of out there baking in it. It doesn't go away right away. And those air conditioners, thank God for air conditioners, are still going. Now, Tuesday is dropping to 108, back up Wednesday to 110, 111 on Thursday, and it starts dropping after that. Till next Sunday, it's going to be about 100 degrees, which is going to be positively balmy compared to what it was last weekend. And weather reports, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson, been in the business over quarter century. Providing just outstanding service to their customers. They do treat their customers as friends. Family-owned, family-operated, locally-owned, locally-operated, a veteran-owned business. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Shasta College, one of my happy times of the month, and Peter Griggs. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Carl. It's great to be here.
And I brought
one of our favorites,
the horticulture class. Yeah. That the first time you brought them, I thought, what am I going to talk about for an hour? and they had to pull me off the microphone at 9 o'clock because I was still going hard.
Always a fascinating time.
It is. What else is going on out there? You've had some things happening out there at Shasta College.
Oh, we have tons.
Tons of things. I mean, yeah, I've been seeing, you know. Well, that you had the thing where graduating your 4-year degree.
Oh yeah, that. No, we had our commencement in May.
Yeah,
and again, always the highlight I think of our year because it's the time that we get to see all of the success that our students have really worked and accepted so great through the year, and so we were able to do that. We do have our 4-year bachelor degree programs, but we also have our associate degree programs out there and our certificate programs. And so during the commencement, that's when we award all of those. So
that's
wonderful.
Cool.
Time.
Yeah.
We also have, of course, all the construction going on. Measure H, and we're just right now the library, I think, is the biggest project that we have going. We are remodeling
that. Remodeling it?
Remodeling it, yeah. They completely, pardon me, I'm sorry. They completely gutted the entire inside, rewired. They're drywalling everything now. And
it's expensive.
Not really expanding, but definitely remodeling.
But there's more books.
Well, the new library will, and we'll have to have the group in here to talk about this, but it will be
our library learning, people.
It'll be our learning center. It will have, of course, all of the computer access to it, all new wiring in there.
Yeah.
Just really a complete one stop for our students.
I learned something on my trip to New Mexico. My granddaughter just graduated from New Mexico State. Mm-hmm. My grandson just graduated from Cibola High School. And we had a big party and a family reunion, people coming in from Pennsylvania about all that. So I'm talking to my granddaughter, and I guess I should have known this, but so she's heading over to get her forensic psychology degree at Arizona State.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're, you know, in the process of moving her over to Arizona and all this. And she said, well, it's all online. I said, what? She goes, oh, yeah, it's a two-year program. Mm-hmm. It's all online.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, okay, I mean, why are you going to Arizona? Well, the reason she's going to Arizona, she needs to spread her wings some. I mean, she was away from home, 3 hours away. Mm-hmm. But now she's going to a different state. She's got a job over there working that needs a security clearance. And so she's going over there. But I guess you can get a master's. I was told most master's programs are online now.
Well,
have you heard that?
You know, I have not heard that most
I don't
masters
think most of them are.
And there's some, but not
a lot of them.
There are some, certainly.
Well, she said she took a class at New Mexico State where the professor wasn't even in the United States and was teaching the course. So I guess then that's where your teacher assistants, you know, the ones that are working on their masters or, you know, or doctorates, that they come in, they're kind of there, but she's got access, of course, to the libraries and all the materials and all that kind of stuff she needs. But
well, I think it's one of the great parts.
I could do this
about
with my car.
We do offer online
you
courses.
Offer online
we do
courses.
Offer online courses and programs. So you can get a few of our degrees completely online.
Yeah.
Our bachelor's degree, right, you can get online. And we also have hybrid courses, which are kind of a mix. Right?
Yeah, so I kind of like those.
Yeah, where you have your theory, you know, that'll be done at online, and then the practical, where you're doing the hands-on. That's, of course, at the college.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So.
Okay. Limone, wait.
Jeff, how are you?
Horticulture and plant science instructor.
Correct.
What does the horticulture department do?
So we are... we offer classes a degree in horticulture, and also a degree, certificate for PCA and sustainable landscaping. And we also run a nursery. We have an arboretum, an organic garden, a vineyard. We're part of the Shasta College Farm, so we offer basically practical training in horticulture for students. And we have some classes that are also more centered towards the community. We have a Master Gardener program that volunteers within the community and offers advice to gardeners, local gardeners, on a variety of different subjects, but with university-backed information. So that's a joint program that we have with the University of California. So that's basically our, in a very short synopsis, that's what the Horticulture Department does.
And you're located where, out at the farm?
We're at the Shasta College Farm on the main campus.
And the I'll tell you, Christopher, my very first guest that came in here with the horticulture had a mohawk.
Huh.
I mean, a real mohawk.
Yeah.
And
Brian.
And was it multicolored or not?
Yeah,
it
was. He usually had it.
It was different colors. Two tours in Afghanistan, came back, found out that working in business wasn't really what he wanted. So he's a tough act to follow, let me tell you. And that was what. 3 years ago?
Five years ago, maybe?
It's been a while. It could be.
He runs a successful landscaping company now, doing great.
Where at?
In Redding, in Tehama County. He does cover both Shasta and Tehama.
Okay. All right. I'm here with the Horticultural and Plant Science Division of Shasta College, and we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 2023-2024, and there's a reason for it. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Stone cutting, watch, they've got a watch repairman there, plus a huge selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It covers the gamut of everything from Opon, Native American, state jewelry, stuff they've designed, and everything else in between. That's Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Ah, gosh, Monday, the 8th of July, 8:19 in the morning, it's only going to be 110 today. Yay! Fantastic.
Balmy.
Yay! Balmy, as we say here. My guests today are Shasta College and the Horticultural and Plant Science Division, headed up by Limone Waite. And you brought with you Christopher Johnson and Lilani Dagan? Dagan?
Dagon.
Dagon.
You aren't going to get it.
Dagon. Okay. Got it. So, we'll just skip over you for right now. Christopher, you're in the College Core program. What exactly is that?
College Core is it's an organization in regards to putting students out in the community to help certain organizations out there. You're allotted 450 hours for service, and while doing that, you're they help you, it kind of cuts your debt in a way in regards to going to school. So you're given a living stipend. And, you know, with my notes here that I had to take notes because it's my first time on the radio, but you got 100 students through K through 12. They work with those kids, whoever's doing education. You also have food banks and pantries and also climate action where – you plant trees and take care of the environment and stuff like that. Also, any kind of like whatever would help wildlife in regards to flowers and.
So you're reaching out to the community, your group here,
yeah,
and you're working with students and on your own also, but working with students and other groups to upgrade their flowering plants, the environment.
Education, K-12, food pantry. Distribution in regards to volunteering and all that.
What is the hub?
The hub is it's a resource center. So like if you need, they have a food pantry there where once a week you can go there if you need some kind of food for the student. They provide that. They provide hygiene once a month. So they give you whatever necessary stuff that you need.
So toothpaste, toothbrushes. Yeah.
They also are like a one-stop shop for students if they need help with housing, with anything that is not covered by somewhere else.
So the hub is strictly for Shasta College students?
Correct.
Okay. And you all help out with that then?
Yeah.
But specifically the horticulture department and what Chris is doing is we are growing food to provide fresh produce for the hub.
Oh, okay. I got it.
And we do a once-a-week farmer's market on the campus. So
for students,
for the hub, yeah, and it's free food, free produce for them, and we also have done lessons on how to prepare it, because what we found is the first time we started offering kale, and we had kale and lettuce and stuff, and my last year's college course student came back and she's like, they all told me they weren't rabbits and they wouldn't take anything. She was really upset because, you know, we put all this effort into growing.
Didn't they realize that kale is like the superfood?
Yeah, well, she thought so. And she was like, they just said they were not rabbits and they wouldn't take it. So, anyway, she...
they actually said that?
Yes.
You're getting free stuff?
Yeah.
And you're complaining, right?
Yeah. So, anyway, what we came up with is also lessons around. So, once a month or so. All last school year, we offered a cooking lesson on what we were growing as produce.
And why it's so good for you.
Yeah.
So what kind of produce do you grow?
We have one of our greenhouses is a hydroponic house, and so we've grown kale, broccoli, and then lettuce, strawberries, and tomatoes primarily. And a few other things, but those are the main things that we try to focus on. And so we as Peter was reminding me, we have five greenhouses at the college that we actively grow plants in.
Wow.
And one of those is dedicated to hydroponics and has a hydroponic system. And so we try to grow produce for the hub with that.
Now, hydroponics is the water.
Right, you're growing plants in water. Mm-hmm.
Okay, in water.
Yes. With nutrients added, but yes.
Okay.
No soil.
Does that work really pretty well?
It does for certain crops, yeah. So we've done really well with the strawberries, the lettuce, and the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a little bit more difficulty with things like chard and other things, mostly because the root system plugs up our hydroponics table.
Okay.
But not that they wouldn't grow well. It's just you need to pick them pretty early.
If I go over to the horticultural department and I take a class, I can take individual classes.
Absolutely.
One of them could be the hydroponics class.
Yeah. We are offering a plant propagation class this fall, AGH 22, and we cover a whole section on the hydroponics growing.
I can convert my swimming pool into a hydroponic
you
growing
could.
Area.
Go wild.
If I had a swimming pool. I have a bucket of water. Okay.
People do use buckets of water to grow things.
Ilani.
Yes.
Here's your chance. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm using questions that was handed to me, by the way, in just full transparency from Shasta College, because I don't know about the National Collegiate Landscape Competition. I mean, I don't know why I don't know that. That should have been right at the front of my head.
Yeah, this is something you talk
and
about every
I
day.
So much appreciate when you do it because, you know, now we can ask about what is the National Collegiate Landscape Competition. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, but tell us about it.
Yeah, it definitely is kind of self-explanatory, but it's basically a bunch of teams from 2 to 4 year colleges come together, and it's like a massive conference, and they compete in different, like, landscape competitions to take home a prize, I guess, because there was, like, a giant trophy that number one got. And it's like every year they add another name to it, and they get to keep it for that year.
Yeah.
Plus they get $10,000.
They also get $10,000.
Well, that is. But much rather have that trophy than that.
I mean, the trophy's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us how this works. I mean, you've got you're on the team. How many members on the team?
There was 4 members on the team, but we all kind of do our own competitions.
Oh.
So, like, I did interior plant ID, and then I also did interior landscape design.
Okay, so do you do this, like, on a computer and or do you draw it out? Or how does this work so the judges look at it?
So all of my competitions were handwritten, but there are some, like, computer-aided ones using, like, Vectorworks and online landscape design programs.
Okay. So then you can what you're saying then is you come up with this idea for an interior design for plants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you put plants out, or is it just all design?
So for the competition, it's just design, and then they grade you based on how it looks.
And okay. You should mention that you have to do the design in an hour and 50 minutes.
Yes.
An
and
hour
they give
and
you
15 minutes?
50. So almost 2 hours. And they give you what you need. Like, they tell you what you're designing it for. You don't get to come up with your own. It's like,
okay.
Here's the mall. You got to do it for this area.
Oh, okay. An hour and 50 minutes.
Yes.
That's a strange time.
It's quite demanding.
But it's a strange time.
I think it's so you get like 10 minutes if you have another competition to go to.
Oh, okay. So you go from one to another there. Yeah. Okay. So,
but there's also a lot of outdoor competitions.
Yeah. Is
too.
There any hands-on?
Oh,
is
absolutely. Most of them are. Leilani just did the cerebral one.
Yeah.
But there's
cerebral ones. Okay. We got you now. So the outdoor ones, then they design
they're,
it?
No, they're more hands-on. So, like, they give like some of our team competed in the irrigation troubleshooting where they had to. They had also an hour and 50 minutes to determine all the problems that were with an irrigation system. So they were given an irrigation system and had to troubleshoot it. And they really work hard to make it
do. Oh, yeah.
And then there's others where they're actually, like, they have to build a brick patio or they build benches or they have to one of our other teams was in the arboriculture, so they had to climb a tree and hit certain points on the tree to show that they were competent in tree climbing. It varies.
Is there something like, I'm going to plant a rose bush here? Is that a type of competition?
Yeah, so another group of our team actually had to plant. That was a 3-person team, so 3 of our members competed in a planting competition where they get a design and they have to plant to that design.
Oh, okay.
And there's always some problem with the design, so they have to figure it out while on the fly in an hour and 50 minutes.
It's all brick here. How do we dig into the brick?
That part is crazy because it's 50 teams on a field planting to the same design, and they have, if you've ever been to like a tailgate party for some big football teams competing, it's like that. People are ringing bells and screaming and encouraging their teams, and it's quite exciting.
Where's this held at?
It was in Provo, Utah this year. But
well, there's a wild and crazy town. Yeah, I'm surprised they let you ring bells.
Next year it's going to be at Michigan State.
Oh, stand by. Stand by. Michigan State, yes. In November.
No, it's in March.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. I love this thing. I didn't even know about this. See, thank you, Peter. I didn't even know there was. And there's like 50 different colleges and universities?
Oh, no, there's more than that. There were 62, I think, this year. There's been up to about 1,000 students. They come from all over. It's an international competition. We've had people, every year we have somebody from Canada. But in some years there have been people from South Korea or London.
Well, England. Canada doesn't realize that they're part of the United States. We could take them anytime. Heck. Hey, Pierre. Okay, we got to take a break here. You know what? I just love this. I love this one. And I had no idea that, I guess if you think about it, of course there would be. I mean, if there's cornhole tournaments, there ought to be a landscape, national collegiate landscape competition. And everybody's cheering for their teams and, throwing the toilet paper and ringing bells. And okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta. No, it's not. It's brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, has been my barbershop of choice for 17 years. I never had a bad haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there, and I'm going to get one this week because my hair is totally outgrowing my ears. Right now, it's starting to cover, it doesn't cover my ears, but it's still too long. And the way I do that is I give them a call at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment that works for me this week, and it's a busy week, so I have to run in there, get a haircut, and run out. I can't say enough about them. They've been there. They were founded in 1960, been in the same spot since like 67, 68. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And I told you how to get a hold of them, and they're at the Cypress Square, of course, shopping center. They're right off Athens Avenue, right across from the old Lucky Miller's Deli, right there. And it's man's last stronghold. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. We'll be right back.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future?
Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell began her company in 1993. Has been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners, and more. Our whole community since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union, two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial. And as you know, insurance and what's going on in the economy here in the United States is, depending on who you listen to, it's the best in the world or we are hurting. We're hurting right now as middle America. If you want a second opinion, a free review and evaluation of your insurance or your financial, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. She does treat people as friends. We do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're real happy there. Okay, we are here with Shasta College. Peter Griggs brought in the Horticulture and Plant Science Division, headed up by Lamone Waite. And she brought with her Christopher Johnson and Leilani Dagon. No, help me.
Leilani Dagon.
Dagon, got it. Okay. Your parents had a sense of humor. Dagon. Yeah. Dagon. No, I mean, when you look at it, it's French.
No, it's Persian.
Dagon is?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Could have fooled me. Christopher. Yes. I wasn't clear. This is Christopher Johnson, and he's with the College Corps program. Do you head that up or just a member of it?
What's that?
The College Corps. Are you heading that up?
No, I'm not. You're just a member. Yeah, I'm just a fellow.
I misunderstood it. You have 100 members of the Shasta College student body is a member of this thing.
Yeah, the fellows.
And you're helping around, and you're out there helping like 6,000. You're going out and assisting 6,000 people or doing projects out in the woods, here in town. You've got the hub that's working where you're providing food to the students that need the food. And what's your biggest takeaway on this? How'd you get involved in this?
I had two options. One was work study and one was College Corps. And with work study, I was actually offered a job, but it was jumped ahead, so they had to hold back on it. And College Corps called me and said, hey, you know, we have an opportunity for you. So I went through that process and just jumped into it. And that's pretty much, you know, I don't know if it's divine intervention, but it's really a good program. Yeah. I've learned a lot working with the community.
Well, you're a little bit older.
Yeah, I'm a late learner.
No, you've just had your little life in front of you.
Yeah.
And then now you decided to go back. So which degree are you looking for?
Welding.
Welding. Oh, okay. So you're in the that organization over there, who I love too.
Yeah.
I've burnt steel before.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I've had so much slag left over. They took me 2 days to get it off, to find the weld, to find the weld. I said, "You think it'll hold?" He goes, "Yeah, I think." He goes, "My God, you've used 4 sticks on a 3-inch weld." And then, yeah, but I really wanted it to work. So I understand. I admire welders. So you're going to, which, by the way, welding, the logging, and all that from a separate division, which we talked to, we're going to come back to horticulture. You got jobs waiting for you out there.
Yeah, and I feel as starting this a little late. It's the concept of welding and all the theories and stuff is pretty simple, just getting that technique down for penetration from one metal to the next.
Yeah.
But what it's going to help our infrastructure, and that's the least I can do in regards to helping my country out, and that's how I look at it. And then hopefully I can retire somewhat soon, but I doubt it. I'll probably be working it, so I can always do shop work, you know, from there out.
Yeah, you can make all those little cute little signs.
Yeah, put in your garden or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're doing it. But so you're helping back in our community via the College Corps program, too.
Yeah.
I think that's an honorable mission there.
Thank you
very much for that.
Thanks.
And Leilani, okay. Now that you've kicked butt in the National Collegiate Landscape Competition, what do you do? What do you want to do with this?
I've had a lot of thoughts about it, and I think I'm leaning towards the landscape side over the nursery side at this point.
Uh-huh.
Just because I really like working with my hands and then also working with plants. And so landscaping is just the better option, I think, too, money-wise. And also I can kind of do, like, freelance work, and I don't have to have, like, a boss.
So is she pretty good?
Mm-hmm. She was our highest scoring student. When we
so were. I could, siphon you away for an off-the-books project to
you
come
could.
Look at our house.
Yeah.
Okay. Do your little design.
Yeah, I actually have a couple clients right now.
Whoa, good for you. Okay, the Master Gardener Program.
Yes.
What's going on with that?
So, as I mentioned earlier, the Master Gardener Program is a joint program with Shasta College and the University of California. We've been doing that for over 20 years.
I know we've talked about it before.
We have about 50 active volunteers in that program that go out in the community and do various things supporting our gardening community. And this last spring, we were working with the Reading Library, the public library, because they have started a seed library. And that's where people can get free seeds to garden with.
Anybody?
Anybody. Anybody that has a library card.
so I have a library card.
You can go in and get free seeds. I think they have it paused right now because you shouldn't be planting your seeds at this point.
Why? Because it's 118?
But it will start up again in August. But we offered workshops with that, and we also had volunteers helping pack the seed and staffing the seed library.
Where is the seed library?
So it's at the Reading Library.
At the library.
Yes, there's a whole little... as you come in the main doors and make a right towards the children's area, it's right there.
Got it.
And we have twice a month we had Master Gardener staffing that area to help people if they hadn't gardened before.
Okay.
And then we offered at the college and also one at the library itself workshops where we trained people on various things. If they hadn't gardened before or even if they were experienced gardeners but had certain pest problems or other things.
Okay, so I told Linda the other day I wanted to become a master gardener. Well, she immediately fell on the floor, rolled around on her back, and laughing. And that was bad enough, but then the dog did it. No, it rolled around. What's it take to be a master gardener?
So if you want to become a master gardener, you don't have to have any – you don't have to be an amazing gardener. In fact, a lot of times our best volunteers are people that really don't know a lot about gardening yet. I mean, they're enthusiastic,
right? I think that's
right?
the best, that's the best way. You just,
right?
They don't have any bad habits.
Exactly. So, anyway, you have to take the Master Gardener training class. It's offered this fall, every fall. It's AGEH 60, Master Gardener Training at Shasta College. I actually offer that in two different formats. One is via Zoom, and then one's in person. And people can actually switch back and forth, like some students attended in person, but then, like, they were coming from Trinity County and the weather was bad, so they, when the Buckhorn Summit was closed, they'd go on Zoom or vice versa. But I also had students that were taking it from LA or other areas, so whichever format worked best. It is live, so you have to, like, join at the time, but it's in the evenings, Wednesday nights.
Okay.
And then once you've completed the training, you have to get a B or better in the training. Then you have to pass a background check, and if you pass that, then you are certified as a master gardener, and you have to put in 50 hours of community service your first year. It's about a year and a half because our training ends, we go with the school year, and so our training ends in the middle of the school year. So you have about a year and a half to get your 50 hours, and once you've done that, then we do ask that you put in 25 hours a year to maintain, and 12 hours of continuing education to maintain your certification.
Oh.
But we offer a monthly meeting that has training, so it's pretty easy to get your ongoing training because we offer that.
Can I grow anything after I take this class?
We train you how to look up stuff. So we don't guarantee they're going to be able to grow anything, but we will guarantee that you will be able to find your answers. So if you need to figure out how to grow something, you should be able
to
find it.
Or I can call you up, Lamone.
I do have a student that literally emails me like every week with questions.
I've got this cactus garden. Did you know I actually had a little cactus garden and it died? And I figured it out that somebody had watered it while I was gone.
Yeah, too much water.
Came in and watered it. And I thought, why would you water my cactus? They all died.
Trying to be helpful.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They just got their new contingent of residents. So they've got 23 residents in their residency program. Those 23 residents are working at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They may be working out there. I don't know. But Shasta Regional Medical Center at local clinics, the VA, they're there. They're enhancing the quality of medical care, of health care here in Redding and Shasta County. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Okay. You are my Monday, you're the best day of the week. So underrated and a brand new start. Don't care what all the kids say. You got the key to my heart.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here Monday, the 8th of July, 8:50 in the morning. And our last segment for today. Tomorrow, Turtle Bay Shasta Regional Medical Center will join us. See you Wednesday. We're looking at the Chamber of Commerce coming in. We missed Doug LaMalfa, so I'm going to try and roll him back in sometime this week. See if we. I can't wait to hear his take on politics. Anyway, I'm here with Shasta College and the Horticulture and Plant Science Division, Lamone Waite, who is the honcho out there. She's the instructor.
Just an instructor.
Christopher Jensen, who is a student, been in the College Corps, which goes out and helps a lot of people while he's getting his certificate in welding. And I'm sure there's a couple other things they make you do, too, out there. And, of course, Lilani, the, don't say it, the Grom. No.
Dagon.
Dagon. Okay.
It's really easy if you don't look at it.
Yeah, they're gone. I take out the H. They're gone. Okay. And we've been talking about the horticultural program over there and all the great things. We learned about the National Collegiate Landscape Competition, which I had no idea, but Lilani did real well in that. And then Christopher's with the College Corps program and all the people they help out there. Found out that you have the hub there at Shasta College, which I've heard about, but I didn't really understand everything, but which provides food from the gardens out there for students.
Well, and it also has a food bank for and other
food,
foods.
Food
and
that,
but that's others. Just a small part of it. The main services are to help students with all issues, like if they have
all
a housing
issues.
Issue or mental health issue, whatever. They'll direct them in the right direction.
Okay. And now, horticulture jobs.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. And people are going, well, what kind of jobs can I get out there with this?
So there's a lot of jobs available in horticulture. In fact, what we are training people, a lot of people have a misconception in that they think that it's just, you know, mowing and blowing your yard, which, I mean, that's part of it, but we're not training people to do that. We're training people to be the person that's directing those crews and have some knowledge that can go out and, like, diagnose the problem with your tree or your shrubs or, you know, determine what needs to be done or design a garden for you. We also have pest control advisor program, which takes a lot of the horticulture classes and also includes pest classes with that. And that trains people to go out and work with farmers and determine, you know, their pest problems and then write recommendations so that they can take care of those pest problems.
And they need a pest.
They need a license from the state of California.
No, no, I'm talking about the farmers and ranchers need that
If you don't own the land that you're – well, if you want to sell the crop, I should say that. If you're going to sell the crop and you don't own the land Or you don't have the land, I should say. But if you're planning to sell the crop for food, you need a pest control advisor to advise you in what you're going to spray on your crops.
So you need to have that.
Yes, it's a requirement of the state of California.
And Peter Griggs and I are going to start that class in September.
Right. So they make really good money. They do. For us, it's a year and a half program. They take 42 units of specific classes. They have to have 2 years of training with something related to pest control. So it could be as a scout. It could be as a someone that's going out and spraying. It could be someone working with the pest control area. And a lot of times this is in forests, too. So I have a lot of people that work for PG&E clearing lines, or they are out in the forest because they also need to be pest control advisors if they're going to spray brush or anything around new trees or whatever, or fire control. And so they might be already working doing that, and then they come and take classes from us. They can sit for the state of California exam, and then once they have that certification, then they are writing recommendations. And there's a huge shortage. So California only has about...
You never think about these certain jobs that you always come in here and say, well... You know, you can, you know, as people are hiring away our students before they can get their certificates.
Absolutely. We get students that are hired away all the time. In fact, I'm like, please come finish before you leave.
Yeah.
Because our department gets dinged if we don't have graduates. And then I'm like, oh, but they got a job. I mean, that's, for me, that's a success if they get a job.
You know what I like so much about Shasta College? Well, there's a thousand things I like about our institutes of learning here in our region here is, you can go to school for free. When I say free, I'm talking about free tuition.
Right.
Correct.
You're full-time.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. The state of New Mexico, off their lotto, you know, the lottery that everybody puts
right.
money in and we can never see where it goes. In New Mexico, every student that goes to college, free tuition.
Hmm. Good for them.
Yeah. And paid for by the lottery. So you can go to school. Your tuition is free. You still got to get your books.
2 years.
Or two years. 2 years.
Right.
Is free. And then you still have to get your books and all that, but you don't have to pay your tuition. You're teaching skills.
Correct.
That people are being hired right away.
And a lot of these skilled-based jobs in horticulture, in what I was just mentioning in the PCA area or in welding, they make a lot more money than someone with a four-year degree. They're making twice as much money, if not more.
Of course.
You know, skilled labor is in demand, and, you know, they...
It's a very honorable profession. Absolutely. You get out without owing a ton of money, and you go out there and you start making a living wage right away.
Exactly.
I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, duh.
Or you start your own business. I mean,
one
of the things that's beautiful about horticulture is that we train people that could jump right in and start their own. I have students that have started their own nursery. I have students that have started their own landscaping businesses and are quite successful at that and are still going strong 20 years later.
Of course.
And doing very well.
All right. Horticulture.
Yeah.
Love it.
Lamont, if anybody was interested in contacting you about this.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How do they get a hold of you?
So they can directly email me at lwaite, L-W-A-I-T-E, at shastacollege.edu, or they can leave a message for me on my phone. I'm not in my office a lot, but I will call people back, and that's 530-242-2210. But I would also recommend, if you're interested in taking classes at the college, is to contact... first of all, go online and apply to the college.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we are hearing from people is that they think that once, if they've attended Shasta College in the past, that they just go in and sign up for a class. And because we've gone all to digital stuff, they need to actually apply with CCC Apply.
Yeah.
So you hit the apply button, and then they can sign up for classes. So that's a process. But we also have student success facilitators that are really helpful in walking you through every step, can troubleshoot if you're having trouble.
Including your GI Bill.
Absolutely. And they can direct you to the services you need. We have services for, you know, our veterans. We have services for students that maybe for other things. I mean, we try to really support our students.
Single moms, all those kind of things.
I really think that Shasta College is an absolutely wonderful job of trying to get our students through. And
you're
and
a gem.
Getting them to work,
the
right?
Yeah.
But the number for the Student Success Center is 530-242-7702, so 7702. And they can, it's in room 139 on the campus, which is kind of the main admissions building. And they're open every day. And they also take Zoom appointments and stuff, too. So if you can't get in there during those hours, but they'll sit down with you and actually walk you through every step of registering for classes.
Okay. Did you know your GI Bill runs out 10 years after you leave the military?
I did not know that.
Doesn't but seem fair to me.
Our Veterans Center would know that.
Yeah, I know they would. Okay. Yeah, 10 years and that's it. Well, what if it's over 10 years? Should have used it earlier. So, okay.
We have a lot of veterans in the horticulture area. They're fabulous students at this.
Something they can work outside. They can their own boss. They love this.
Absolutely.
I can imagine that. And Peter and I are going to become, what are we?
PCA.
PCA.
Pest Control Advisors.
Pest Control Advisors.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I'm a PCA. Nice Ferrari. Yeah. That was from that job with PG&E clearing 8,000 acres of brush, you know, just spraying it. Okay, we got to run. Thank you so much for being
in
here. And Peter, thank you so much for you bringing in a great group every time.
Carl, thanks for having us.
Christopher, Lilani, thank you. Congratulations on your matriculation there. Hey, tomorrow, Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center will be joining us, and me, and probably another surprise. Have a great day. Stay cool. God bless America.